Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for your patience and waiting for the call to get started. We were having some technical difficulties this morning, but by the grace of God, everything worked out accordingly. Again, thank you all so much for joining us, and we'd like to welcome all of our first-time listeners and want you to know that you are honored guests. We appreciate you and ask that everyone invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ, excuse me, located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. The message is entitled, Not in Vain, and comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in today. And, of course, this incident that we encountered this morning certainly coincides with our discussion on today. And no doubt it is indeed a blessing that we don't give up, we don't give in, we don't stop climbing, we don't stop even crawling to our destination. And so where the writer in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's a very key phrase there, not in vain. Exactly what does it mean, not in vain? It means that your efforts are not going on unnoticed, uncelebrated, unwanted, unappreciated. Not in vain. It's opposite of empty, a loss to no avail, to no count. This passage is the end, we might say, the second slice of bread in the sandwich. When the first slice of bread in the sandwich is verse 1, he says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory, which I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And so the Apostle Paul, he lets the church there in Corinth realize that all your belief, all your hard labor, all your tenacity, all your efforts will not go on unrewarded, but you've got to have a stick-to-itive attitude in order for all your sacrifice, all your forgiving, all of your praying, all of your teaching, all of your servanthood, all the things that you have been doing in the name of Jesus Christ, yes, it's not in vain. I realize that we're in a time now of turmoil. Our country is in the process of evacuating those who helped insist on a time of Americans in involvement in Afghanistan, and I know there are those who lost loved ones due to that 20-year war, and I realize that even during this time of COVID and how that some of us are trying to do all that the medical professionals are telling us to do, get vaccinated, social distance, wear a mask, clean this, clean that, clean this, clean that, and still seeing like now we got the Delta variant has come upon us, and people are just wondering, all this vaccinating, all the mask wearing, all the social distancing, all the cleaning and wiping, it's in vain. Well, I want to encourage you this morning, doing good is never in vain. And this is what Paul has said. Now, someone had crept into the church and had been teaching that when we die, our bodies will not be resurrected. In fact, someone said there is no such thing as a resurrection. And what Paul does for the next 57 out of 5 verse, he defends the faith. He defends the teaching, the doctrine concerning the resurrection. And he starts off and he talks about all the witnesses, how who all saw Christ after his resurrection, and how that Christ died and buried the robe the third day, according to the scripture. And he was seen of Cephas and others, and 500. And at last he saw myself and my brother James. His brother James saw him. And so it was fully established that Jesus rose from the dead. And then in verse 12, he talks about if Jesus hadn't risen, then we are preachers of liars. You have believed in vain, and you are yet in your sins, and life don't mean anything to anyone but to eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we will die. And that is a sad way to live, a sad belief to embrace. All that you have done, for those who are on the call this morning, those who've been in the way of the Lord for some time, maybe you've gotten to the point because a preacher went bad or the church is dismal right now for the attendance and all the money you've given through the years, the sacrifices you made, the prayers you've made to the movement of the church. You may feel as though because of what COVID has done to the church all around the country that all your labors are in vain. I'm here to encourage you this morning that it's not the case. That is not the case because Jesus Christ will be the one to determine the end of all things. Verse 24 says it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Jesus has the last word. Jesus has the last say-so on what the world is and what it shall become. I'm reminded of a story about a man who, back in 1881, who started a Christian academy, and he hadn't had no idea how humongous and how successful that his school would be. Here we find here in 1989, and how now this little school that had opened its doors in 1881, and it thought it would never make it, and it thought it had failed and miserably, and money was dismal, no money was available. And here it is in 1979 or 89, how that now this little school, out of all the sacrifices, and those who thought that this man was wasting his money and his sacrificing his time, and he never felt that what he was doing was in vain. And now you have the University of Maryland, after all these years that he thought, many thought that the school would not make it. Who would have thought this man never gave up? He always believed that his labor was not in vain. Maybe there's something you embarked upon. Maybe there's a ministry you started in. It seemed like it's failing. It's not going to make it because, yeah, you start out with 10, 15, 20 people, and now you're down to 5. And you say, all the sacrifice, all the research, all the typing, all the studying that I put in this ministry is for naught. It's in vain. No, that is not the case. There are times that we are responsible collectively, and there are times we're responsible here individually. Sometimes we think ministries have to have a whole abundance of people to be successful. We need to realize that Paul said that he was set for the defense of the faith, but also he did tell the church that they need to stand fast in one spirit and one mind, striving together for the defense, the faith of the gospel. Yes, there's collective responsibility, but also there's individual responsibility. I was encouraged a long time ago by a great man of God who said, Brother Ben, and I'm going to let you know this right now. You're going to start a ministry in your church. You got to go in with the idea that you might be the only member on your team. If you're thinking that it's only going to be successful because you have 10, 15, 20 people, then don't start it. I'm just trying to encourage you this morning. Let us know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And this is the key. Does Christ approve of your ministry? If your ministry is to glorify God, is your efforts, your giving, the reason why you attend, the reason why you become a part of this group or that society or this endeavor, does the Lord approve of your endeavor? Sometimes we get involved in things and we never get the Lord's approval. We need to reverse that. Get the Lord's approval and then put your heart to that. And then you know that the Lord will bless it. I want to encourage you this morning, let you know that be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. It's not empty in the Lord. May God bless you and may he keep you in our prayers. Let's pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful and so mindful for all that you are and all that you should ever be. We realize in the Father that we're in desperate times, times that we don't seem to have all the answers, but we know that you have the answers, and you have the cause and you have the strength and the power to see us through. We ask that you continue to bless all of our churches, bless our ministers. Start with the man of God and let him know that all his sacrifice and all his preaching, the phone calls he's making, the prayers he's calling, encouraging people to come back to church, to come back in a safe manner, let him know. Let his wives know. Let all his, the deacons and the elders and the support staff of all the churches know that their labors is not in vain in the Lord. May God bless us and keep us. Amen. In Jesus' name.